Are you looking for ways to celebrate a holy Advent leading you to a blessed Christmas season? We are fortunate here in the area to have many opportunities if you know where to go. Well, one special event is coming up this Saturday, and it's the Ad Lucem's 10th Annual Christmas Concert and Carol Sing. It's happening at St. Paul's Catholic Church in Silverton. And joining me this morning to share all of the details is the organizer and one of the featured musicians, Allison Sieber. Good morning, Allison. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Good morning, Brenda. Thank you so much for having me.
First, Allison, what do you find that's so special about the music that we have during this Advent and Christmas season?
Well, there's so many different aspects that really are moving for so many people. I guess one aspect is that there's so many songs that people know really well, like the all the classic Christmas carols, you know, Silent Night, Joy to the World, Go Tell It on the Mountain even. And I think people just kind of, in some ways, kind of long for that time of year where they can actually sit down and sing that music again because they know it so well. And it just kind of brings back some memories of their childhood and previous positive experiences of Christmas and the season. So that's part of what we are hoping to do is to provide an experience where people can not only listen to beautiful music that reflects upon Christmas and Advent, but also that provides them an opportunity to participate and to sing along in a beautiful environment.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Allison, for you, did you grow up as a musical family or musical person?
Yes, in a lot of ways. My family was not Christian as I was growing up, but we definitely did celebrate Christmas. And I remember all of the beautiful Christmas music was always a big part of my experience of that. And my father actually is a wonderful musician. He used to have a band that he played with when I was a kid, and he really influenced my musical upbringing, so to speak. But I didn't really get into music myself a lot until, probably high school. I started singing with high school choirs, and people just responded to my voice, and so I decided to keep going with it.
Oh, well, we are so glad, you know, your voice, it's a gift from God, and it's wonderful that you would take this gift and be willing to share it with others who will be attending. This is Allison Sieber. We're talking about the Ad Lucem's 10th Annual Christmas Concert. It's happening at St. Paul's Catholic Church in Silverton. It's coming up this Saturday. Well, Allison, it's the 10th anniversary now. Were you able to hold the event last year amid all of the COVID restrictions?
Yes, we did on a very limited basis, and we're still a little bit limited this year as well. But yes, last year I decided kind of at the last minute to go ahead and put it together because I thought, you know, even if we couldn't do everything that we normally would like to do at our Christmas concerts, we could still sing some Christmas carols and people could still participate in their homes online. And we could still do, you know, maybe a few of those favorite Christmas songs that some of our regular attendees have come to appreciate so much. So that's kind of what we did. We threw together some people who were able to participate that last year. And I think most of our founding members were not able to participate last year. So we really missed them a lot. But I pulled in some members who had been previously involved with just carol singing and said, hey, do you want to learn some new stuff? And I just really pulled together and made it happen. It was actually kind of nice because we were mostly downstairs in the main sanctuary of the church, and we just spread out so that people weren't worried about, you know, social distancing too much while singing. And we just spread out all through the church and just kind of filmed it from there, and then had a couple pieces up in the choir loft as well. And each of us took turns doing the readings, so we included that. And I think overall it ended up being a pretty successful event last year. We had a few viewers online that really appreciated that we were still able to do something, because I didn't want to break the tradition if possible.
Oh, absolutely. Those are the traditions that We keep coming back for year after year. Well, it sounds like you've learned a few things about having a live stream event, because this year's event, although it's going to be in person, hopefully for more people, again, also going to be live streamed for those who are not able to attend. For those who will be both watching live streamed and in person, tell us more about this year's event and the featured performers.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'd love to. So we are, again, kind of doing a little bit on the same premise, just trying to make sure we get in some beautiful carols. And some of them are, you know, very well known, and others are a little bit less well known. They might be a little bit better known in our own parish, and some people don't know them as well. So hopefully it just kind of introduces people to maybe a few new things. Our program is usually based off of kind of a lessons and carols format, which is almost goes through chronologically in context of Advent and then moving into Christmas, the birth of Christ, and then moving into rejoicing in the birth of Christ and different aspects of that mystery, including, you know, reflections on what it means in our lives and how we can apply it to our lives. And some of the music that we have is not specifically sacred music, but we always have it within the context of the other music that is, and to put it in perspective to kind of flow with the reflections on Christmas and Advent. And then in between all of those things, to help put it in that context and perspective, we do scriptural readings, and we have, this year we do have a poem about Joseph, that St. Joseph, that we're including. And one of the favorite things that we've done over the years is my son John has been singing it's by Michael Card, the song Joseph's Song. Mm. And people always really appreciate that. My son Andrew actually is stepping up to accompany on guitar this year. We've always had a wonderful guitarist who's been able to participate in the past, but he's not able to participate this year. And then our regular piano and organ accompanist is not able to accompany this year. So one of our other members has very graciously stepped in to accompany on things that she can on the piano. And so I'm just really excited that we're able to do some accompanied music and some a cappella music, and we'll kind of feature some a few musicians from St. Paul's that are currently singing at St. Paul's. And then even a couple people from outside of our church are also helping out with some of the carol singing. And also something completely different this year, my son Andrew, who I mentioned before, is a member of a small Silverton youth band called The Basement Folk. And they have a couple Christmas songs that are their original songs that they wrote last year. And I asked him if he would like to include one of them in the program and if his bandmates would like to come and play as well. So
yeah, to be able to have those traditional songs, some that you maybe aren't as familiar with, and then to have original content. Wow, it's just going to be a great event, and many in the area are looking forward to it. Allison, for those who have not been before, where can they find all of the details, and also where can they find the live stream access to the event?
Oh, yes. I have created a Facebook event for the concert, and I believe it's called the Ad Lucem 10th Annual Christmas Concert and Carol Sing on Facebook, and it should be a public event. And so if you go to the Facebook event, I will be posting the live stream right before we're about ready to start the concert. So it should pop up on the event when we're ready to start.
All right. Fantastic. Well, it is also going to be happening in person at St. Paul's Catholic Church. That begins at 1:00. Also, Allison, well, thank you so much for your time today. We are so grateful that you are able to continue this wonderful event. We pray that it is wonderfully holy and successful for all of you down there in Silverton.
Thank you so much, Brenda. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you too. And again, that is Allison Sieber. The event is coming up this Saturday at 1:00. To make all of it easier, I will be sure to also add a link to the Facebook page where the live stream event will be happening. You can find that plus other details on the podcast of this interview at Mater Dei Radio. www.thehomeofprayer.com.